where I live, if you make $12,000 on an investment, you will pay taxes. If you are in a 30% tax bracket, you will pay $3,600 in taxes at ordinary income rates, or $2,400 if you invest at capital gains rates. So you will not net $4,000, but instead $400 to $1,600. But we aren't through yet. If I own the home next to you and have no debt, and you, because of your investment advisor guy, borrowed $100,000 on your home, who has taken more risk? When the economy moves south, and there is war or rumors of war, when you get sick or have a car wreck or are downsized, you will run into major problems with a $100,000 mortgage that I will never have. So debt causes risk to increase. Since debt causes increased risk, we must mathematically factor in a reduction in return if we are sophisticated investors. If you can make 12% on a mutual fund, and I try to get you to invest in a bet on the roulette wheel, which will return you 500%, you would automatically say the two don't compare. Why? Risk. Common sense tells you not to compare mutual funds and roulette wheel returns without adjusting the returns for risk. Common sense tells you to discount the 500% upside of the roulette wheel because of risk. After discounting the roulette wheel for risk, you would rather have the mutual fund. Good choice. Actually, this is done in academia as well. Graduate-level financial people are taught mathematical formulas to make risky investments compare apples to apples with safer investments after adjustment for risk. We just never apply that formula to a debt-free home versus a mortgaged and invested home, which is very naive. The bottom line is that after adjusting for taxes and risk, the debt-free person will actually come out ahead. When you pay off your home and you have no payments, try something. Sit down on your paid-for back porch and take off your paid-for shoes. Now stand up and walk across your paid-for grass in the backyard. It feels different. Common sense. Myth. Take out a 30-year mortgage and promise yourself to pay it like a 15-year, so if something goes wrong, you'll have wiggle room. Truth. Something will go wrong. One thing I am sure of, in my total money makeover, I had to quit telling myself that I had innate discipline and a fabulous natural self-control. That is a lie.